Across China, this is BBC Learning English.
大家好，我是杨丽，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学节目。今天我的搭档是我的同事柯威廉 William Kramer.
Hi there, Lee.
今天我们的学习重点是英语词汇，这些词汇将帮助大家更准确地谈论中国社区 The Chinese Community.
Yes, and to do that, let's hear from this lady, Veronica Nida.Where does Veronica live?
Hello there, my name is Veronica Nida. I have a Chinese name too. My Chinese name is Lei Weigei, which is in Cantonese because I come from Hong Kong. And I make my home in London now.
Veronica Nida 来自香港，但是她已经定居伦敦。她说
I make my home in London now.
She makes her home in London.Veronica 创立并管理伦敦中国社区的一个剧团，并且讲述中国民间故事。下面我们一起听听 Veronica 讲述她的经历，看你能不能听出与伦敦中国社区有关的词语。
When I came to this country 20 plus years ago, I realized that a lot of the British-born Chinese, a lot of the Chinese people here were actually out of touch with a lot of those myths and legends and the old stories. And overseas Chinese have had a lot of things like that missing.For them, especially the young ones. And of course, as a theatre worker, I was not just telling stories for the British community, but also really for the British Chinese community where I could.
怎么样？听出了几个与伦敦中国社区有关的词语吗？实际上 ，Veronica 使用了三个不同的词语。她谈到了
British-born Chinese，
在英国出生的中国人 ，British-born Chinese。
Overseas Chinese
海外华人 Overseas Chinese 还有一个就是
The British Chinese Community
英国华人社区 The British Chinese Community Veronica 说在她二十多年前来英国的时候她马上就意识到英国出生的华人 British born Chinese 没有接触过 out of touch 中国传统故事
bbcchina.com.cn
Now, when Veronica is telling her stories, she uses a beautiful puppet of a dragon.
A puppet, 木偶, of a dragon, 龙. Veronica 说呀，中国龙具有一个特征，能够让她感到自己与龙之间的某种联系 feels connected with, 或 identifies with, 联系共鸣。
But what is this special feature? Let's listen.
I also talk about another very special feature about the dragon, which a lot of Chinese people have forgotten, or perhaps they don't even know. And that is the fact that it is said to resemble 9 other animals. And I feel very connected to this aspect of the dragon, because of course I'm Eurasian. I have 4 cultures.Races in my blood. So I identify very strongly with the Chinese dragon.
I remember you.
Yes, that's right. Did you like my dragon?
Yeah.
What did you like about my dragon most of all?
All the animals.
All the animals. All the different animals that the dragon is made of.
The special feature of the dragon, which a lot of Chinese have forgotten, is that it resembles 9 other animals.
龙具有其他九种动物的特点。Veronica 是欧亚混血 Eurasian, 所以 she feels connected to the dragon and identifies with it.
Let's listen to Veronica again.
And I feel very connected to this aspect of the dragon because, of course, I'm Eurasian. I have 4 cultures, races in my blood. So I identify very strongly with the Chinese dragon.
But William, could you name the 9 animals that the dragon resembles?
No, I don't think I could. Maybe a horse, horse's head, or snake's
not
tongue?
Quite. It's 蛇身、豪尾、鲤鱼鳞、鹰爪、虎角、骆驼头、牛耳、鹿角，还有就是兔眼。
Lee, when did you make your home in the UK?
Let me see. About 15 years ago.
About 15 years ago. So as an overseas Chinese person, do you identify with British culture or do you still feel very connected to Chinese culture?
Well, I do identify with the British society. However, generally speaking, I would say I feel more connected to the Chinese culture. For instance, Chinese food and Chinese medicine.
Well, that's all from us today. Remember that you can find lots more programmes on our website, www.bbcchina.com.cn。
好了，今天节目将以一首民歌作为结尾，因为 Veronica 就是总用这首美丽的民歌《小白船》来结束她的故事。好，我们下次节目再会。
蓝蓝的天空银河里有只小白船，船上有只桂花鱼，白兔在摇晃。